This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast. The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So glad you're with us today. Every day we appreciate it. Hopefully you're coming out tomorrow night for our big event with Brian Kilmeade. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sold out, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Sold out.
Not surprised.
Not surprised.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
A testament to you, brother.
Thank you, guys. We have, it'll be a lot of fun. So hopefully we'll have a nice crowd tomorrow night. Hundreds and hundreds of people. And our moderator tomorrow night is this guy from the Politico podcast. I can't get enough of this guy. I really can't.
Question. Technically, we're Brian, talking about the 7 or 8 minutes.
Do you like Fox News? My mom doesn't let me watch it because there are girls that show leg there. So I'm not allowed.
Relay the order if there's a nuclear strike. Right.
Mom, can you bring us a sandwich for me and the secretaries of my podcast?
To weigh in at that point or whether the secretary.
All right, enough. I can't. It's a really. Really, truly.
That guy definitely does that in his basement.
Definitely.
In his mom's basement.
Yeah. And he does it like through his Mac. You know what I mean? His podcast.
And this is a MacBook Air.
Is this, Mr. Secretary, is this, can you hear me? Okay, hang on. I got to do it as a software patch.
His Star Wars collection is around.
My sister's in the room. Hang on a second. Get out!
It's the Politico off message podcast warning us of the dangers of nuclear war under President Trump. Off message. And Politico attaches their name to this, which is amazing. They really do. And this guy goes on there, this former Secretary of Defense. It's amazing. So
it's a Beanie Baby collection.
Anyway, can you hang on 1 second?
This question, technically, we were talking about this.
Mom, I can't hear my guest speaking. Please turn off your show during my podcast. I've asked you this before, Mom.
Oh, man. Oh, radio should not be this fun.
Is it possible that his mom is, in fact, Andrea Mitchell? Is that possible?
Oh.
Could that be? Because Andrea Mitchell, I think, heard that podcast and was very alarmed at President Trump's power with nuclear weapons. Take a listen.
For the first time since the height of the Cold War, the Republican-led Senate is raising the question of the president's authority to launch nuclear weapons, which right now is unlimited.
President Trump is facing heat even from some Republicans wanting to examine his power to launch nuclear weapons after months of questioning his judgment. Right now, if the president decides to launch a strike, he could consult briefly with military and civilian advisors who might try to change his mind. But ultimately, the airmen in these Minuteman missile silos in North Dakota would have to follow the president's orders, launching within minutes. With the president lashing out at Kim Jong-un, alarming some former national security officials about a preemptive first strike.
I worry about, frankly, access to nuclear codes. If he, in a fit of pique, he decides to do something about Kim Jong-un, there's actually very little
to
stop
him. Who is Kim Jong-un? Is that a dish? What is he talking about there? Completely said it the other... If you listen to how Andrea Mitchell pronounces it, and then this guy who called him like Egg Foo Young or something.
Do something about Kim Jong-un?
Who is Kim Jong-un? Who is that?
Sounds delicious.
Is that like the Kim Jong-un's lesser brother? Is he like the Chris Cuomo of North Korea?
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, man. I hope these people never stop, never retire.
MPJM!
Thank you! Who? I'm lost. I don't know. I can't figure. Wish I knew.
Oh, my God.
All right. So we actually did a lot of substance today on the show, didn't we? I think we covered a lot of substance on the show today, but we forgot that fat Jeff Toobin on CNN.
Again.
The legal analyst. This guy, 5 pounds of bologna in a Ziploc bag. Why are you so mean? I don't know. I can't answer that question, I guess. My podcast, I can't find my files. Tubin Undone Jr., cut six.
So, Jeffrey, the political question.
Yes.
Why'd you wait? The legal question. And I say it's only a political question because the lawmakers
Cuomo.
Had the documents.
Lesser
but
Cuomo,
why'd you
Chris
wait to
Cuomo.
Put them out if you don't think they're anything? The legal question is the timing.
Yes.
What do you have on those?
Well, first of all, why'd you wait? I mean, people don't like to put out bad news. I mean, sometimes they try to get ahead of it.
But he says it's nothing. He says, I'm going to throw it in your face right now because you guys are making more of it than it is. Why'd you wait?
Because he's not that bright.
I remember why I made it personal against Jeff Tubin. Because he made it personal against Don Jr. by calling him not that bright. Listen, Ziploc, you're going to go down this road. You're going to get it back, all right?
This
not
is
that
not,
bright. That's his legal
all
analysis.
All of Donald Trump Jr.'s behavior suggests someone who is really not a terrifically intelligent person.
Dude,
someone
you're talking to Chris Cuomo. You're talking to the lesser Cuomo here, man.
This is true.
All right? Please. His brother's governor. His dad was governor. He's got a dopey CNN morning show. There are more people listening right now in just in media than watch that show nationally.
We're very big in media.
We are huge in media. Yeah. Huge.
Rich Cioli, 3 till 6. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.